September 16th was designated as a National Day of Prayer for those affected by Hurricane Katrina. Catholic churches around the diocese held special prayer services in honor of the people of the Gulf region. Bishop Michael Saltarelli presided at one such prayer service at the Cathedral of St. Peter. This morning on Catholic Forum, we are bringing you the bishop's comments given on that occasion.
We're here tonight because our president has designated today a National Day of Prayer for all of those who have been suffering from the ravages of Katrina. Throughout our diocese, this morning, this afternoon, and tonight, in different parts of our diocese, in various parishes, we have responded to the president's request that we take some time out to pray. For the unbeliever, what you and I are doing is a foolish thing. They'll tell you, those victims don't need prayers. They need money. They need material goods. They need a house. They need to be reunited with their families. And indeed, that's so. But you and I have another dimension to this tragedy because we are a people of faith. Somehow you and I learn to see in the suffering, the suffering of so many people, the suffering of Jesus Christ himself. Doesn't the Lord in tonight's gospel identify with the needy, the poor, the outcast, the homeless? Whatever you did for them, he says, you did to me. Whatever you failed to do to them, you failed to do to me. So you and I do respond. We do hold out in material ways though that which we can. But we add also the power of our prayers. Last night, our president appeared on television and he outlined in a strong way how our nation was going to respond to the suffering, the pain of those victims of Katrina. I found it fascinating that he chose to place himself with a background of the only Catholic church that was untouched in all of New Orleans, the Cathedral of St. Louis. I thought it was a powerful statement to all of those who were in pain, all of those who were anguishing, that faith will prevail over any storm. And you and I tonight gather to give testimony to that spark of faith that is within us. You don't need me to tell you all of the suffering that has taken place. You watched as I watched and were fixed, I'm sure, before the television set, and you saw crisis, chaos, disaster right before your eyes. It wasn't a movie. It was real life. I experienced some of that suffering a little bit more really in my own life by some of the letters that have been coming to us this week. Certainly, we have been receiving requests from all over the country to help, to respond to the needs of those poor people. But one letter in particular really touched me deeply. It was from the Archbishop of New Orleans. And he wrote to his brother bishops throughout the United States. He wrote to tell us that he had moved his headquarters from New Orleans because it was devastated outside of the cathedral. He moved his headquarters to Baton Rouge, the capital of Louisiana. And then he told us about the fact that so many bishops had written to him and offered to send him priests. And poignantly he said, I could not use priests at this time. I have no place to put them. There's no churches, really, where they can even say Mass or offer prayers. Tonight you and I can gather in this magnificent historic cathedral and offer those prayers. He also told me that he had been trying to keep in contact with his priests and how somehow he had made connection with half of the 220 priests of his archdiocese. One he knew had definitely died as the rectory in which this priest was staying was completely flooded over. Two others, he said, were last seen rushing into the Superdome to minister to those poor people in that hellhole. They haven't been heard from. And I'm sure those stories go on and on and on. And here are you and me, comfortably seated in this beautiful worship place. But somehow we are united. We are united in a spiritual bond, and we know that, and so we've come to pray. Very powerfully, in the first psalm that we prayed tonight, it was a psalm that is prayed and sung during our Good Friday liturgy. My God, my God, why have you abandoned me? The words placed on Jesus' lips by the psalmist as he hung on his cross in crucifixion. Those words we probably can place on the lips of so many, many people. Displaced, alone, still hungry, still trying to find their way through the chaos, the rubbles, still looking for their families, we can place those same words on the lips of those people probably wondered, my God, why have you abandoned me? And through it all, we can assure those brothers, as the Lord Jesus was assured himself, that after the Good Friday comes new life. After Good Friday comes resurrection. After the lamentations of the Psalms comes the glorious exaltation of the Alleluias. And so that's our prayer tonight. That we join with all of those people, people we don't know, yet people who have souls and hearts like you and me, people who reach out to us and seek more than anything else to be comforted, to be consoled, to be strengthened, and to somehow know that they're not alone in their misery, that you and I unite with them in intercessory prayer, that the healing hand of the Lord Jesus, made manifest through the magnificent response of so many people throughout our nation, and a response that continues even tonight as you and I gather to comfort them, to assure them of our prayers.